Hudson on Cape Talk. Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
Well, speaking of furniture, Alison and Fishhook, what's having to say now? Zuma has gone, maybe IKEA will come. Because all we need is more bland furniture to share in our homes. I don't know. I don't really know much about the IKEA brand, other than a little bit of a... internet pictures that I've seen, and it hasn't really struck me as being anything particularly beautiful, but perhaps others will disagree. Maybe, Alison, who knows what may come. Timothy wondering, would Naledi Pandor not be a good pick as interim president until the election? Somebody asking on WhatsApp, why haven't we heard anything about Van Damme resigning from the DA? It was shown on the ENC headlines last night. Yes, it was. Phumzile Van Damme has not resigned from the DA. She's resigned as their spokesperson. She made that quite clear in her tweets last night that she remains a member of the DA, and in the phrasing she used to paraphrase, a committed member of the DA. She is simply stepping down from the spokesperson position. It's simply fallen behind the queue of bigger stories, I'm afraid, as yesterday. I mean, we came to air yesterday prepared to talk about a number of different things which had to be set aside, including the loss of life in flash floods the night before, including the arrests for the Cork Bay knife attacks on hikers. Lots of stories that on any other given day would have been the lead news of the day. But of course, everything else has paled into insignificance behind the issue of who is the new president and what will he be acting on immediately. Talking about leadership, let's just take a look at local leadership, because our EWN reporter Kevin Brandt has just stepped out of a press briefing with Mayor Patricia de Lille. Kevin, what extraordinary times that she first walked out before the vote happened, after it was ruled it would be an open ballot rather than the secret ballot she asked for, obviously not realizing that she was going to win that ballot. Kevin, a margin of one vote.
Indeed, Pippa, good afternoon. Well, there's loud cheers and support here at the Cape Town City Council for Cape Town Mayor Patricia de Lille. As you correctly stated there, she just made it. 110 councillors voted against this motion, 109 voted in favour, and there were 3 abstentions and 3 councillors did not vote. Yes, Mayor de Lille, then earlier this morning, the proceedings got off to a very sluggish start, with the ANC first of all referring to an incident that happened during a previous council meeting, where it was actually on the day decided that this motion of no confidence will be brought against Mayor Patricia de Lille. And today we have the process now where she, earlier this morning, she walked out, she intended, and she gave the indication now she's still addressing the media in her office, stating that she still intends to file some form of court action against the Speaker, Dirk Smith, who this morning ruled that the vote will take place in the form of an open vote. And she felt that you should have taken the court's, first of all, the court's ruling into consideration, and second of all the happenings that has been taking place within the Democratic Alliance in the past few months, that he should have taken that into consideration when he made his decision. But she is ecstatic and very thankful also for the support that she did get from the council members this morning.
Kevin, do we yet know the breakdown of who voted in which way? I mean, we have the count of 110 against the motion, 109 in favour, and 3 abstentions. Those 110, who are they? Was it the opposition councillors plus some DA members? Do we have that level of breakdown yet?
Not at the moment, Pippa. Directly after the vote, it was a very mercurial process that evolved. All the councillors left the chamber, and a lot of them also started giving reaction to some of the media, who then went into the chamber. And the mayor also then directly went to her. We found her in her office. She left earlier this morning, and she also started briefing the media there. So at this stage, that is the only breakdown that we have in particular with regard to who voted in which way. That is still unclear. So we do intend to get that information throughout the course of this afternoon. But there's still a lot of action happening outside the mayor's office. A staff came to congratulate her. She put on her mayoral chain and posed for a picture, and obviously outlining that first of all, she would like to sort out the friction that is obviously still going to be there within the city council, but also in the Democratic Alliance as well. And she stated that she's open to mediation and talks, because you are also aware of the allegations that have been made and the various statements coming from also the DA leaders and from the mayor herself. And she said that she was guilty in that, where she made statements against against the DA, the DA officials as well, but she's open to a mediation process where they can all sit down to discuss that, to work forward to the benefit of the people of Cape Town, Papa.
Kevin, it seems extraordinary that that such a process could work. As George in Bloburg is saying, that means one in two councillors said they didn't want her. How do you continue to preside over a caucus which has only by the narrowest of margins kept you in place, knowing that you don't even have the full support of the party leadership behind you?
Well, she's very sure that she will be able to, as I've also stated, through mediation and through talks with the councillors and by working together with the officials, but also saying that what has happened and what led to this motion of no confidence, first of all, being instituted against her, that there is quite a lot of work that has to be done there. But she says that that is a process that she's willing to embark upon, and she feels confident that she will not axe any of the council, the maker members, from the mayoral committee, saying that she will proceed in working with them. But at the moment, just giving her a sentiment with regard to the process that just spanned out here in council.
Kevin Brunt of the EWN team, thank you so much. We will continue to monitor that story. The most interesting thing for me is to see the breakdown of what number of the DA councillors voted for and against that motion.